AP News, I'm Hayup Anjwani. Simone Biles and Team USA win Olympic gold in women's gymnastics. The American gymnastics star and her singular brilliance, powered by a dominant U.S. women's team in the finals inside a raucous Bercy arena. With Biles at her show-stopping best, the Americans' total of 170.296 was well clear of Italy and Brazil and the exclamation point of a year-long run in which Biles has cemented her legacy as the greatest ever in her sport and among the best in history of the Olympics. Kari Lake aims to win the GOP primary for a closely watched Arizona Senate race.
It's primary day in Arizona, and Kari Lake is looking to easily win the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate, setting up a fierce battle for a seat that could be crucial to deciding control of the Senate. Lake built a national profile in Donald Trump's Make America Great Again movement, and he's been campaigning with her. Lake's GOP primary opponent is Sheriff Mark Lamb. The winner of that race will face Democratic U.S. Representative Ruben Gallego, who is running unopposed. The primary will give insights about where the narrowly divided state is headed going into the final sprint of the 2024 election. I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate has passed a bill to protect kids online, making tech companies accountable for harmful content. In remarks, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says the legislation empowers kids.
It gives young people and parents the tools and safeguards to take back control over their online lives.
Blumenthal co-authored the bill. U.S. job openings fell slightly last month, a sign that American labor market continues to cool in the face of high interest rate. The U.S. economy and job market have proven remarkably resilient despite the Federal Reserve's aggressive campaign to tame inflation by raising its benchmark interest rate to a 23-year high. This is AP News. Spirit Airlines is about to roll out tickets that include perks like free snacks and no fee for checking a bag. Expectations of a brighter future have Americans feeling more confident.
American consumers felt more confident this month about the near-term future, but their feelings about current conditions weakened. The Conference Board, a business research group, says its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 100 in July from just under 98 in June. The index measures both Americans' feelings about current conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. The measure of people's short-term expectations for income, business, and the job market rose in July from June, but their view of current conditions dropped this month from what it was last month. The main factors influencing American views of the economy remain elevated prices for food and groceries. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Hayup Anjwani, AP News.